Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 15, Service-to-Service Authentication. Alice, we covered API gateways last time, authenticating external users at the edge. But what about everything behind the gateway? How do internal services prove who they are?
This is where most teams have a dangerous assumption baked in. If it's inside our network, it's trusted. Everything within the VPC, the virtual private cloud, your isolated private network in the cloud, can talk to everything else. The document service can call the billing service. The search indexer can access the privilege classification engine. No authentication between them. The implicit model is, the network perimeter is the security boundary.
And that assumption breaks when?
When an attacker gets inside. Which they will eventually. A compromised container, a leaked service credential, a supply chain attack and a dependency. Once they have a foothold on any internal service, the lack of service-to-service authentication means they can talk to every other service. CrowdStrike reports that lateral movement, attackers pivoting between internal services, is present in over 70% of advanced threat campaigns. The perimeter doesn't hold forever. Internal authentication is what limits the damage when it doesn't.
So what's the solution? MTLS is the term I hear most often.
Mutual TLS. In standard TLS, only the server proves its identity. It shows a certificate, the client validates it. In MTLS, both sides present certificates. The client proves its identity to the server too. When your document service calls your search index, the search index knows it's actually talking to the document service, not to an attacker who happened to gain network access to the same subnet.
Right. How does that work in practice? Every service needs its own certificate.
Every service gets a certificate from your internal certificate authority. The certificate encodes the service's identity in the subject alternative name, something like document service internal.lawfirm.app. When two services connect, they each present their certificate, validate the other against the trusted CA, and only then establish the connection. Both sides cryptographically prove their identity.
That sounds like a lot of certificates to manage.
It is, and that's the operational challenge. Manual certificate management at scale is unsustainable. Teams that try it end up with expired certificates causing outages, then they disable MTLS during incidents, temporarily. And it never comes back. The solution is automation. HashiCorp Vault's PKI engine. PKI being public key infrastructure. The system for managing digital certificates. Or Kubernetes Cert Manager. Kubernetes is the container orchestration platform most teams use to deploy and manage their services. Short-lived certificates. 24-hour validity. With automatic rotation. The certificate expires before an attacker can use a stolen one. And rotation happens without human intervention.
What about service mesh? Istio, Linkerd, how do those fit in?
A service mesh handles MTLS transparently. Your application code doesn't change at all. The mesh deploys a sidecar proxy, a small helper process running alongside each service. In Istio, it's Envoy. In Linkerd, it's their Rust-based proxy. All service-to-service traffic goes through the sidecar, which handles MTLS automatically. You get encryption and authentication between every service with zero code changes.
And authorization. MTLS tells you who's calling, but not whether they're allowed to make that specific call.
Right. MTLS is authentication, proving identity. Authorization is the next layer. Istio lets you write policies like, the API gateway service can call GET on document endpoints, but the AI inference service can only call GET on document content. Nothing else. Fine-grained, per path, per method access control between services. If a compromised AI container tries to call the billing API, the policy blocks it even though MTLS succeeds. It's a valid service, just not authorized for that operation.
What about JW tokens for service authentication? I've seen that pattern too.
JWTs, JSON Web Tokens, which we covered in episode 6, work well for request-level authentication, especially for cross-cluster communication or when you don't want the overhead of a mesh. Each service has a signing key and issues short-lived tokens with claims about what it's authorized to do. The receiving service validates the signature and checks the claims. 5-minute token validity limits the window if one leaks. The best approach is actually combining both. MTLS for transport security and connection level identity, JWTs for request level authorization with specific scopes.
Yeah, for a smaller team, say 3 to 5 services, no Kubernetes, no mesh, what's practical?
3 tiers of complexity. Simplest, shared secrets with HVAC sign requests. Hey Mac, hash-based message authentication code is a way to stamp each request with a cryptographic fingerprint proving it came from someone who knows the shared secret. Each service pair shares a secret, signs requests with HVAC SAA 256, works for 3 services, breaks down at scale because rotating secrets requires coordinating all services simultaneously. Middle ground, JWT with asymmetric keys. Each service has a private key for signing. Other services have the public keys for validation. Adding a service means distributing one new public key, not updating every secret everywhere. This is the client credentials flow. Auth0 documents it well.
And for production grade?
MTLS with Vault Managed Certificates. Vault acts as your internal CA. Each service requests a short-lived certificate via the Vault API using its own authentication. Maybe a Kubernetes service account token, maybe an app role. Vault's built-in method for machines to prove your identity. Certificates rotate automatically. No mesh overhead, no sidecar proxies, works with any HTTP framework that supports TLS client certificates. This is where most legal SaaS teams should land once they have 4 or more services.
Yeah, network segmentation comes into this too, right? Not every service needs to talk to every other service.
Critical. Even with MTLS, you want defense in depth. Divide your infrastructure into zones. Public zone for the API gateway, application zone for business logic, data zone for databases and document stores, and a privilege zone for the most sensitive services. The privilege classification engine, which determines whether a document is attorney-client privileged, lives in the most restricted zone. Only specific application services, authenticated via MTLS with explicit authorization policies, can reach it. Network rules enforce this independently of the authentication layer.
Right. The principle here is zero trust.
Exactly. Zero trust means no implicit trust based on network location. Every request is authenticated, authorized, and encrypted, whether it crosses the internet or travels between containers on the same host. Google's BeyondCorp pioneered this. The network is always hostile. For legal SaaS, this means your document service doesn't trust a request just because it came from the same VPC. It validates the caller's MTLS certificate, checks their JWT claims, verifies the authorization policy, and logs the access for audit.
What happens when teams don't do this?
A single compromise service becomes total compromise. An attacker lands on the search indexer through a dependency vulnerability. The search indexer has unrestricted network access to the document store, the billing database, the privilege classification engine. No authentication between services means no access control. The attacker queries every document, every client record, every billing entry. With MTLS and authorization policies, they're contained. The compromised indexer can only access what the indexer is authorized to access. Search indices, nothing more.
Next episode, email security for SaaS, SPF, DKIM, DMARC, and why your transactional emails might be getting spoofed or landing in spam.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.